Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, MCMI Radio. What's good, world? Back Friday night for another episode. This is episode 9 of MCMI Radio. Real hip hop, real talk. This week we got a dope artist. He does many elements of hip hop. I know he raps, he dances. I'm gonna find out more about other things that he does, and so will you when he comes on the show later on. That's Mozzy of Soul Purpose. A lot of you out there probably seen him breakdancing on stage at some b-boy event, interviewing somebody in a video or performing on stage, and he puts up a lot of videos. He's filmed videos all over the world. We're going to talk to him about a new project that he just put out called Digital Digging EP. So he'll be on the show later on, and also he's bringing through with him an artist that he has a single out with currently named Vicky Green. You can check her out and check both of them out on MCMIReport.com. I think it's the second blog up there right now, right under Emilio Rojas Freestyle. So shouts to him. Shouts to the whole MCMI squad, basically staff, CEOs, web designers, artists, everybody that's down with MCMI. The movement, which includes MCMIReport.com, MCMI Records, MCMI Apparel, MCMI Studios. I think you get the point. So shout out to LR Blitzkrieg, PH, Pac FM, Mr. Mech. For those that don't know, Mecca has officially changed his handle to Mr. Mech. That's been his Twitter name, and people call him Mr. Mech for short for the longest. Just dropped the A at the end. Was Mr. Mecca. So now that's basically he's going by that as an artist. Who else got a shout out? Quartz Cordero. Shout out to Team Homie, of course. Rhythm and Blue. I think I can't remember who else to shout out. I think I'm gonna leave it at that. But call us up and shout yourself out, or tell me something you want to talk about this week. The call-in number is 646-478-3599. 646-478-3599. Right now I'm going to set it off with some music. You can find downloads to a lot of the stuff, almost everything that we play on MCMI Radio, on our website, MCMIReport.com. This is something new from Busta Rhymes. It's off of his free album, which is going to come out. I'm very excited. Busta's dropping an album called Year of the Dragon, if you've never heard about it. Well, just check it out. No further ado, MCMI Radio, real hip-hop, real talk.
I make it look easy, easy, easy. I make it look easy. All my real kids, money, ball, stand up. It's all my real kids, money, ball, stand up. Stand up.
Bust, bitch, they call me stimulus rhymes. Familiar with winning, got your curious times. Delirious with bread, so serious with my mind. Conspicuous, you might want to take a flick of this mind. I'm sick with this, think you really want to get with this swine? Ridiculous, with such a meticulous grind. Ooh. Ventriloquist, the way niggas are spit when I rhyme, too. Sometimes it's hard to believe me the way I come with some classics and make it look easy. And then I make me this money and spend it so freely. And yet I corner the market, that's when I
make it look easy. All my real kids, money, ball, stand up. It's all my real kids, money, ball, stand up. Stand up.
What about this custom Louis just cost you? Well, if you did, you'd probably get your fucking hand off me. This time of year, leather chocolate darker than coffee. Even at the space shuttle, when I pull up and pull off, so they be properly pushing her ass on me soft.
Okay.
She love the fact that I rep everything that a boss be. The type of boss you should get to know and never should cross me. Can make certain shit happen, I don't really think you should force me.
Oh.
All the way from the start to the finish, my friend, I be getting it popping from the spark to the Tim McKenna. Make it look easier than fighting a midget red eye. Off of that cush, nigga, then
I'll make it look easier. All my ribs getting wet, the ball stands up. It's all my ribs.
I was only been down your block since you was in the west. Don't go digging down these routes cause I'm a gentleman. All I gave you was a smile, that's how it's legitimate. I'm not even saying our hang is insignificant, but I ain't signing dodge any forms of certificates. We ain't even kicking before a couple incidents. I was trying to chill if y'all was the emphasis. I don't care what they say, they pay cash is miserable. Chillin' while I'm chillin' in jail to take a visitor. They was put there by cops who can't pass the physical. Ain't no begging bar and barging in your living room. Run up on your fan while your baby drinking infamil. Any day around the way, this thing's typical. Everything we say is in vain, the days are biblical.
That was a new one from Homeboy Sandman. Shouts to him. Just got his deal on Stone's Throw, and that's his first release, I believe, since signing with them. So that's good signs of what's to come. He's working on his album. That's the single. It's called What You Want. You can go check it out on mcmireport.com. We got our guest, Mozzie. Mozzie, what's good? You're on the air.
Yeah, party people in the place to be. So purpose comes to attack. What's up?
Chilling, man. Chilling. Just thinking about what's been going on over here in Brooklyn.
Okay.
And
Brooklyn's a good place.
Where are you calling in from right now? You're on the road, right?
I'm in Manhattan. Yeah, I'm in Manhattan.
Oh, you're in Manhattan. Because the reason I ask is because every time I look on one of your videos, you're like, filmed in Portugal, filmed in Singapore. I'm just making up places, but you're always shooting videos out of town, and I've ran into you at spots. I kind of nickname you International Mozzie, you know what I mean?
Oh, I like that. It has a ring to it.
One time, I remember I was in Vegas, and I texted you, and I figured you were in NY. And I'm like, yo, Maz, you know, such and such, when we get back, we got to hook up the show or whatever. And then you were like, and I mentioned I was in Vegas, and you were like, dude, I'm like right down the road from you. I'm over here. What you doing?
I forgot about it. That's right. You're right. That was a minute ago.
It's funny. You, along with Poison Pen, are the people in hip-hop that people seem to see popping off the most everywhere. Everywhere.
Yeah. Yo, man. You know? Got to keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? Can't stop.
No doubt. So, I know that people have seen you breakdancing at different people's events and at parties, rhyming, interviewing people now, right?
Yeah, doing that for a minute. Yeah, I'm hosting also.
Hosting shows. You always known to dance and get busy just in clubs, not only b-boying, but just you're just an ill dancer. You worked at Def Jam for a while, so you do all these things. Why don't you give us a little history, like, how did you get into hip-hop? What was your introduction? Did you start rhyming first? Were you dancing, graph writing? What's your history? How did you get into this, you know?
Well, you know, growing up in the tri-state area, you know, metropolitan area, it's like, I know, I hear interviews from other people that are from, like, not this area, or, like, maybe, like, from Canada or Germany or somewhere like that, and they'll be like, yeah, you know, the first time I got into hip-hop was when I heard Rakim, or, you know, when I heard this record. Or with me and the people that grew up in this area, hip-hop was a part of our fabric. Like, it was just a part of our everyday thing. So I would walk out and see cats dancing. You know what I mean? I would go to parties and it would be hip-hop music. You know what I mean? In school, kids battling, you know, lunch table, all that. So all that was within my atmosphere, within my environment, so as far back as I can remember. And I grew up in Jersey City, so that was, you know, that's a hop, skip, and a jump from Manhattan, and it's right there.
Right.
Everything was there, you know what I mean? I can't escape it. So I started off dancing at a very young age, never took no classes, just learned from videos, from parties, house parties, basement parties, project parties, learned and just did my thing and got with a crew and did what we did. Then got into rhyming after that, and dabbled in graph. I'm not too good with that spray can, you know what I'm saying? I'm kind of a toy.
Me too. Even though
TCK is my crew and they're nasty, but I'm just, you know, that, you know, I'm the toy of the crew. And music wise, I just was always a music geek, you know what I mean? Like, just a hip hop nerd, and always learned more and more about hip hop as much as I could. To this day, I continue learning. So, you know, the dancing kind of took like a backseat for a minute. And then I started really going heavy with the rhymes. But it took a backseat, but it never left, because I would go to the New Eureka and rhyme in the open mic, and you know how heated that was. And
right.
I would leave there and then go to the tunnel, or would go to a club or whatever was popping. You know what I'm saying? So I was always one foot in both worlds. You know what I'm saying? And I would finish a set at a show or an open mic, and then meet up with my crew and we'd go like kill the dance floor at any particular club. You know what I mean? So It was a time where, you know, both elements were being greeted, you know, and both elements were being
definitely
honed.
I can attest to that, because I actually witnessed that. Because that would be also, we would be putting on, we would throw hip hop events, or I would go with my crew and rhyme at the New Eureka or Pyramid or wherever we were, SOBs or something. We would be doing some real hip hop shit. And then later, I was club promoting for a while, and I would have some party that I had to go to make a connection for some event I'm promoting, and then you would roll up. So we would always see each other later. Oh, that's funny. We just came from some freestyle off the dome stuff. Now we're in here partying, having a drink, dancing with women, and, you know, like living the high life, you know, chilling out.
Yeah.
I'm going to play one of your joints so that they can, you know, feel the vibe and hear the lyrics and hear the music. I have some questions for you about your new project. And also want to ask you about some past stuff that I researched, you know? So,
okay, cool.
Speaking of research, this is one from the fam. This is Doogie's song, Research, off of their last album. So we're going to get into that, and we'll be back on MCMI Radio, Real Hip Hop, Real Talk.
Hey.
Do you really want to make that mistake? Think that we're fake. Give me a break, y'all suckers. Do you really wanna step to the dudes? Embarrassing fools running around trying to lay down rules. We laid the foundation, been putting back streets to the front of the church. So don't try our patience.
I'm a child of the 80s, ride for the ladies. Nigga rock feet instead of whipping Mercedes, sip for the Hades. Always thought I'd make Kevin, but been losing family members to the streets since 7. It's just a rite of passage. That's a self-fulfilling prophecy and probably hell. That's why the novelty sells. Honestly, I see these dead-end kids is probably jail. Even dudes with bleak outlooks wanna excel. That's my word. Sometimes life's hard to handle. Won't get it whips unless it's in Jack Daniels. Navigate the brambles and underbrush. The cinematic's not the one to rush. Unless you won't get bust. But won't tell you the model or the make. Real niggas never implicate. We infiltrate unassuming. So thankful for testing. Let me ask y'all some questions.
Do you really wanna make that mistake? Think that we're fake. Give me a break, y'all suckers. Do you really wanna step to the dudes? Embarrassing fools. On the ground trying to lay down rules. We laid the foundation. Been putting work. Back streets to the front of the church. So don't try our patience. Won't catch us sleeping. Y'all niggas should have done research.
Man, you got your hands in the pot, but you get back what? Getting pushed up the steps as you take back shots. Man, you get no respect for that cake you clock. For the fashionistas recommend the gear you rock. But we raised in the days of the real hip-hop. Getting paid top dollar for the stage we rock. Show top notch, cause we on stage a lot. Still to blow up the spot, whether paid or not. Spot, nigga, nigga, hurry up, the culture glock. After that, blowing weed from the no-stress spot. Rhyme impeccable, and the power is unpredictable. Record collectible, copy bump up a decimal, but don't step. Help get made a spectacle, you know you got no nuts. Infinitesimal testicles, I wreck mine. Your rhyme reprehensible, Ticonderoga, nigga, with my number two.
Do you ready for the make that mistake? Think that we're fake. Give me a break, y'all suckers. Do you really wanna step to the dudes? Embarrassing fools running around trying to lay down rules. We laid the foundation, been putting work. Back streets to the front of the church. So don't try our patience. Won't catch us sleeping. Y'all niggas should have done research.
It's the truth. I break it down to science. Watch you damn it all the fate. I accelerate, you be slamming on the brake. Go ahead and ham it up. We backstage smoking cannabis. I didn't bring your lady with us, though she's a fan of us. I'm man enough to shake hands with some fans and just jam, make the camera pan. It's in the plans with us. So sing along, be thankful that you sang with us so you can stand abrupt and see how competition clams it up. We go on tour with it, blow four doors with it. Ladies run up on it and some might get their phone spread it. We wrote our own ticket, paid for our own kitty, gasoline and feed in the bush. See nothing wrong with it. Some of these rappers need their dome splitting, especially those smart enough to see what's going on and just wrong with it. I want to build long relationships and songstresses, hit Hong Kong with it. We politics
are
strong.
Do you really want to make that mistake? Think that we're fake. Give me a break, y'all suckers. Do you really want to step to the dudes? Embarrassing fools running around trying to lay down rules. We laid the foundation, been putting work. Back streets to the front of the church. So don't try our patience. Won't catch us sleeping. Y'all niggas should have done research.
Why do people think just because we speak peace, we can't throw no joints?
I don't know.
Why do people think just because we speak peace, we can't throw no joints?
I don't know.
Yo, it's your boy DJ Enough Big Spanish, and you're checking out Brooklyn's finest
GMS.
MCMIReport.com.
Yeah, GMS, MCMI Radio. That was Dugious Research, and we're about to get into Mozzie and Soul Purpose off the Digital Digging EP. This joint is called Good Feeling. It's a good feeling. Call us up. Let us know how you're feeling. 646-478-3599. MCMI Radio.
Whatever the case, whatever the place, I got it mapped out. Was running the race, running the base up in the stash house. Left the chrome, no throwing stones in the glass house. All alone, sitting on a throne where I crap out. Made a porcelain for logs, I'm the chosen one to guard. You don't really want to charge, unless you talk about a card. Raised around Puerto Ricans and yards. Middle Eastern women in their traditional guard. Immigrant collective held a whole lot of secrets. No joke, home broke, jailed a lot of pieces. Hand-me-down wranglers and $12 sneakers. Empty promises like Obama speeches. Fuck you for the fuck of it. The only thing I'm into sodomizing is the government. Self-preservation, self-medication, self-elevation with self-staying patient.
Sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah. Get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no, I get a good feeling, yeah.
Digital Digging EP by Mozzie and Soul Purpose. And we have Mozzie of Soul Purpose right here in the place to be. So, we're going to be chatting with him for the next hour or so, as well as playing music. That joint was dope. That joint is a good feeling. I got to give you utmost respect and props for that.
Good looking, man. Thank you.
Who produced that joint, by the way?
Well, the whole concept of Digital Digging is I went purposely online, primarily YouTube, and just just found obscure loop samples, beats, and instrumentals that I liked and took them into the studio and just really chopped them together or just looped them or, you know, whatever, and just rhymed over them. So
you mostly...
Yeah, I left it how it was. I would cut and paste different parts that I liked, and we would sample different parts that we liked, and, you know, basically it was a cut and paste situation. It wasn't.
But don't sell yourself short, because where I come from, we call that producing. You know what I mean? A lot of people have done less than that and called themselves producers.
It's basically taking it back to the essence of just how hip hop used to just really jack stuff and rhyme over it. You know, they would take disco breaks and just straight rhyme over it. So that's what I basically did. It was something that I always wanted to do, and I'm working on part two now. It's you know, like I said, it's not anything crazy. It's not rocket science, but it is something creative because I really go digging. I digitally dig. I'm visually digging upon hours and days upon days, trying to find the right, you know, right beats and right sounds to cut and paste and put together.
Right. Now that's a slick concept, digital digging. I like that.
Right.
Back in the day, we used to do the same thing. We used to go up into record shops and say, like, oh, that looks interesting. Let's, you know, look at that.
Right.
See what it is. Or they would let us play it a little bit on a record player, and then we'd be like, oh, I want that. I'm going to loop that. Go home and then chop it up, you know?
So
exactly. Now we're doing that using the internet, using laptops, you know, it's pretty dope.
Yes, sir.
So just so people know out there, this is a free EP. Why don't you spell out the web link so they can download it?
Soon it'll be on my site. The web dude has just been a little slow, but soon it'll be on soulpurposecrew.com, soulpurposecrew.com, spelled the regular way. And all my other albums will be on there for free download as well. But for now, you can get it on Mozzie and Soul Purpose, mozzieandsoulpurpose.bandcamp.com.
Let's explain that right now. Soul, S-O-U-L, and that's an acronym, Purpose. So
yeah.
Why don't you break that down? What does it mean?
So Soul Purpose, S.O.U.L. is sense of understanding life's purpose, and Soul Purpose. And people always ask me,
got deep on them.
Yeah. People are usually asking me, who is in Soul Purpose? Like, who is it? What's the group?
I'm
gonna clear that up. Everybody who helped me in any way is in the crew. Whether you came to the show, whether you bought a CD, whether you downloaded a CD for free, whether you said what up to me. You opened the door for me, let me borrow a dollar, gave me a ride somewhere. Anything in any way you helped me or assisted me in life, you are in the crew. That's why I say it's the biggest hip-hop crew in the world.
Wow. That's deep.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was in the crew and I didn't even know it.
You are? Yeah. And everybody who's listening is in the crew. I love that.
No doubt.
So, I don't call the people who come to my shows and I don't call them fans. People who buy my records or get my records, I don't call them fans. I call them supporters because, in essence, they're in the crew. So they're not fans. They're supporters.
Word. A fan, that term is so outdated. When I hear fan, I picture those Beatles documentaries where they had, like, the Beatles came over from England and they first got off the plane or they did a show and there were all these white teenage girls and they were screaming and fanning their face with their hands and they're going, ah, and they're passing out. You got to be taken away in an ambulance. That's fans to me. And
exactly.
Nobody's, are they really fans? There's probably a few fans like that when you get to the extreme level. Like the people
Justin
like Michael
Bieber.
Jackson. Yeah,
or
exactly.
Justin Bieber or something, you know what I mean?
Hip-hop is about communicating, you know, and reaching people, the lyrics, hopefully.
Right. Really
when people do it right.
Right, and I mean, that's what we all about, you know, me and my whole crew, we're just about connecting with the people, you know what I mean? And it all relates back to the people, all relates back to the community, and even the whole essence of why we even do this music shit is to give back to the community.
Yeah, definitely. Well, speaking of hip-hop music, who were some of your influences or favorite hip-hop artists or groups when you were growing up? And who do you like right now? That's a two-part question.
Okay, well, my favorite artist of all time and all genres of music combined and who has influenced me incredibly is hands down James Brown. And by far, what he did from A to Z was incredible to me as an artist. As far as hip-hop goes, my favorite group of all time is Brand Nubian. Some of my favorite MCs of all time is Grand Poobah, Sadat X, Big Daddy Kane. Man, the list goes on, man. Guru, KRS-One, Chuck D, you know, and the whole Public Enemy movement. Just so much.
It sounds like you're in golden era. You're talking about golden
era.
You're not going back to like Herc and Bambaataa. You're like right in that
86 to 92 segment right there, you know?
Yeah, right there, right there. And it's like, and there's so many more. I you know, I get influence and motivation from so many MCs, even whack ones, because you learn what not to do a lot of the time. People would ask me, why you go to watch his show? It's whack. I'm like, I want to see it, so I know not to do that. You know what I mean? So even whack MCs
wow.
are important to me, because I listen to them and I watch their shows. So
youngsters, listen up. He just dropped some science on you right there. That's pretty smart. You'd be like, man, he just said that, and he got no love from the crowd. Man, that was a mistake. And you see that, you'd be like, man, I'm not going to make that mistake if I go on stage, you know?
Exactly.
That's really studying the craft, man.
Yeah, nah, and you could – I could probably count on one hand how many hip-hop artists I have not seen. I've seen almost everybody in hip-hop from Crash Crew to you know, Bambaataa and them to now, to like Lil Wayne and Drake, and I would take pride in really watching everybody's live show. So that's back then. Back nowadays, who I really check for is I like Ross. I like Rick Ross. I like Meek Mill.
Okay.
I like 2 Chainz. Who else is out there, man? I'm forgetting, but there's a handful out there, man, that are really nice at what they do, bro. And I really check them. Kanye, Jay, of course, those guys. Nas, of course, but you know he transcended till now. So did Jay. I still check Faluda.
Right.
There's this kid called Joey Badass. I mean, I know a lot of people know about him now. He's dope. I really checked him. The young kid out of Brooklyn, like 17 years old.
I saw a blog mentioning him, but I didn't check it out yet. Now that you mentioned it, I'll go check him out.
Yeah, nah, he's dope, man. He reminds me, you know, of how hungry, you know, the young kids used to be back then, you know?
What's going on? This is the Gwen Stefani of rap. MCMR Radio, Friday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. My name is Detroy, and you tuned in to Real Hip Hop, Real Talk, MCMIReport.com. Go in, wild out, spaz, tell your mother, tell your father, this situation is MCMR Radio, hold them down, all right? Hopefully everything is fantastic in your life, and if it's not, tune in.
MCMI.
Yao Ming, Destroy, peace.
You're a Muslim, right?
Yes.
How does that interplay with being a hip-hop artist, since you write about your life and your thoughts and your philosophies? Like, those two things meet in your music in any way?
Yeah, absolutely they do. They do because it's not only considered a religion, it's considered a way of life, so...
Right.
Whichever, you know, you conduct yourself in such a manner, and you can't be perfect, so every day it's an everyday struggle to try to reach a higher plateau of, you know, of spirituality, and that takes place in my music. So I don't raise the right fist and you know, spit Islamic rhymes, but I'm gonna show you those sides, because, you know, I am a man at the end of the day. You know, I have a spiritual side, I have a, you know, the emotional side, I have an angry side, I have a street side, I have a, you know, I smack you in the face side, you know, I have a, hey, look at that girl side, you know, it's so many
no
sides,
doubt.
And I never try to be, you know, that's another essence, another thing of soul purpose, that it's, you know, it's your soul, you're bearing your soul, you're showing all sides of you as a human being, and letting people relate to that.
Right, now I feel that. I mean, the reason I ask is because, like, see Kanye always putting Christian ideas into his rhymes, and you got people in the old school days like Rakim, Lord Jamar, people that represented Islam, and even X-Clan, who was like Black Israelites. But all those people I mentioned have put it really heavy out there in their rhymes, you know?
Well, the thing with me is I put it in the rhymes. You'll definitely catch it, and you'll definitely get the notion that I am, you know, of that upbringing of a Muslim, for sure, no doubt. But I more show it through the social awareness and social activism that I do and my crew does. For instance, next week I'm going to Palestine, and we're going to refugee camps. It'll be my fifth time there. And we're going to refugee camps and teaching kids, you know, hip-hop. We have hip-hop workshops for them, performing for them, touring, bringing them laptops and cameras and, you know, things of that nature. I've done it in Germany. I've done it in a lot of places in the world, Egypt. And, you know, I do it through that. And I'm actually, after Digital Digging, I'm dropping 5 EPs in a row. Each with is with a different producer, and each is for a different charity, 100% of the profits of our sales.
Nice. Okay.
So,
wow. So you really put your money where your mouth is and your actions where, you know, you walk the walk. You don't just talk the talk.
Yeah, because I could drop jewels. I could drop jewels till I'm blue in the face, but if I don't do nothing about it, you know what I'm saying? It's you know, to me, it's null and void. You know what I'm saying? To me, it's just preaching. And
right,
and I know a lot of artists who do walk the walk, and some just talk the talk. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to the ones who have that full package. And another thing is, that's what sets us aside from every other artist. I would say is I do it 100% for charity, and not to say that everybody should. That's just what I do. That's just how I do it. And that's how I give back. If I don't give back to my community, if I don't give back to rightful causes that I feel are in the right direction, in the proper direction, I'm not going to do it. I don't see a need to do the music. You know what I'm saying? Of course, the fun has to be there too. You know, the enjoyment and entertainment
right.
value. And that's the pure indie artist. I do it. You know, I'm not trying to get on. I'm not trying to get on. I am on. In the way that I want to be on, you know what I mean?
Right.
And the aim and goal I have with this music is totally different. It's some other shit, and it's for different causes. And the 5 EPs that I'm doing, some of the charities that we're gonna be working with or working to raise money for is like the Boys and Girls Club, asthma research, cancer research, water pollution. So there's a lot of things we're working with. And, you know, we've done a lot of those in the past as well. Actually, with PH, I've done a few charity shows for Philly, who was an MC that we all know. Yeah, and we did a...
MCMI,
you know,
Breathe. Co-sponsored those events too. Definitely.
Yes, you did. Yes, you absolutely did. And it's called Breathe, and, you know, it was for lung, you know, it was for asthma. Philly was an MC. That was in an underground scene with us, and in the late 90s, he passed away from asthma. So, you know, that's for that, and you know, just things along that line. So, the producers that I'm working with to put these EPs together is Young Guru. He's doing one with me. Sean C and LV, they're doing one with me. Harry Fraud, Evil D and the Beat Miners, and on the fifth one, I'm still working on. I know Rich Medina and Frank Dukes are in the talk, so.
Wow, I've heard of all of those producers, so that's gonna be some good music, man. Five EPs or full albums?
Five EPs, and each EPs? One is with a different producer, and each one is for a different charity.
That's dope. Cool. So speaking of your music, let's get into some because we've been talking for a while. Let's take a little break. I'm gonna play this joint that you did with Maya Azucenik. Am I pronouncing it right? Is it the hard C? How do you
Maya Azucena.
Azucena, okay, thank you. Because I've only seen that in writing, and I've never heard anyone say it, so now I know.
She actually is very accomplished. She won a Grammy with, I think, Stephen Marley in like 07 or 08. She's real dope. Check her out.
Oh, no,
she's
definitely.
all around the world.
Exactly. I mean, I heard her music before you did the song. I really knew her stuff already, and I was really impressed that she had a feature with her on the record. But when we come back, you'll explain to us how you came to make this record. And also the video was really dope, so we'll talk about that too. So this is Mazi and Soul Purpose featuring Maya Azucena, Love is Love, on MCMI Radio. Real hip hop, real talk.
Yeah.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I have a great honor that's been bestowed upon me, and now I'd like for you to meet a fellow that, really, I'm very proud to be associated with. You've seen him quite a bit on the Ed Sullivan Show, and it's...
Love, 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 love Everybody needs that love, the kind that you find and you can't get enough. Wanna keep that buzz, cause it is what it is, but it isn't what it was. Could go apart or close to the plug. Gotta let it do what it does. Smooth for the moon, shoes, move, cut the rug. Gotta get what's coming to us. Stand as loyal, won't panic. When we connect, it's organic. Never afford, it's won't panic. There she blows, way to go. Moves at a stone. Love in any language, set in stone. Bones you can't vanquish, love lives on. Let it fear survives, ideas never die, they multiply. Let's go! Funky soul to break ground when I show them that I'm in control. Live life, don't let it imitate art, or it's art imitating life. Test in your heart, invest in your part, and your stock will rise. Great margin, jargon, profit ties. Your heart's in charge and shots will fly. Absolutely, without y'all I wouldn't be near. I'm a fan first, stand firm, so sincere. Yeah, put your light is in the air. Libation is still for the ones who ain't here. Yeah, make it rain when it's sunny. I get money and respect, not respect cause of money. I am you who are being closed eyes, you can see. Love lives on, let fear survives. Ideas never die, they multiply.
Yo, peace, what up? It's Homeboy Sandman, all right? First of a living break. Kicking it on MCMI Radio.
MCMI.
Real hip-hop, real talk, you understand? This is what I'm talking about, Friday 8 to 10. Congratulations on your participation and awareness taking part in this ill-ish. Peace.
MCMI, people
call
me
GMS.
Honestly, I don't know how it is over there in the city, but in Brooklyn, it's raining hard. Like, the lightning just flashed through my window, and it was like, it's crazy raining over here.
It was raining earlier, but it stopped.
Word. So that joint was Love is Love. So tell us how, you know, you came to do the song with Maya.
Well, actually, the song I had originally another singer that she said she wanted to do it. And last minute she pulled out, and I reached out to Maya because I always wanted to work with Maya. But since that, you know, the other thing I stepped up and wanted to do it, I let her. But then, she, like I said, she fell back. And last minute I reached out to Maya. She listened to the beat. She loved it, and she wrote the hook, like, right away that day. And then the next day came out and just bodied it. And
nice.
It was crazy.
So then you came up with the ill video treatment. Talk about the storyline.
I had an idea, like that was loosely my idea, but my boy Latin, who was a dope director, you guys should check him out. He really encapsulated the idea and took it to the next level, which is what good directors do. You know what I mean? I mean, he took my vision and added his own crazy pizzazz to it, and there you have it. That's what it came out. Latin. Good dude, good director, man.
So, and for those that don't know, in the video, he's basically performing live on stage, and you have a couple people. I did recognize Dugius, and did I see Swiss Chris in the video?
Yes.
Anyone Swiss else Chris. In there that I would know about?
Probably not. There's some dancers in there that are, you know, pretty well known.
And I like how you hooked up. I like how you hooked up the dancing where, like, you had, you know, you did some of the old school type dancing, but then you connected it with what we do now, and it kind of showed watching it, like, yeah, movement is movement. It's kind of similar, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It was nice. You guys had the old outfits on, everything. It was dope.
Yeah, did the whole Motown feel to it. It was kind of throwbackish feel, and then has some modern stuff in there too at the same time. And yeah, Swiss Chris body that, man. Swiss Chris is just an animal. Shout out to him. He's the best hip hop drummer in the world. Yes, I said it. I don't care who anybody want to contest that. I will put him up against any hip hop drummer in the world.
Right.
Let's go.
He's the go-to guy. I mean, anytime someone's doing a big show for VH1 or if it's a Lyricist Lounge or anything, they usually get him. There's only I can think of, if you don't get him, then you got the Roots or something. But other than that, if you need a drummer, people are howling at him. I always see him at all the
Like days. I said, Swiss Chris is the truth.
Definitely.
Swiss Chris is, I don't know about that other guy with the big afro. Swiss Chris is the truth. You know what I mean?
I don't co-sign that. I'm a fan of Quest drumming and DJing. And producing. But anyway, I have a question for you. So I'm researching and I'm looking at your old stuff and I'm like, oh yeah, back in like the early 2000s, Mozzie dropped this joint called The Art of Freestyle Writing. And that was way before you started rolling as Soul Purpose. And you know, I was like, I want to get your take on this.
I
thought freestyling meant flowing off the top, you know, improvising, not writing. So what does that title mean, and what's your definition of freestyle?
Actually, the real definition of freestyle, or taking it back to the pioneers, they'll tell you that freestyling is a written rhyme that hasn't been put to song or that people haven't really heard yet. So
right, that is
the original meaning of a freestyle. Freestyling off the top of the dome is what you're referring to, which is just impromptu going off top. So there's two kinds. It morphed into two different kinds of meanings. You know what I mean? So there's two kinds of freestyle. And I did that to, you know, kind of mess with people with that art of freestyle writing. And it's funny because I never really released that mixtape. I just was passing it around.
Right, right.
Really,
well, it made its way onto the internet.
Did it?
People, if you search it, you can come up with like a picture of it, of the cover, and you probably can download it somewhere.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, you passed me one, I remember, back in the day, but
that was just something I did. That was just something I did for like my peoples and just like was passing around. That's crazy, it got online.
Is it just a bunch of verses that you had written that you just wanted to spit and it wasn't like songs? Is that why you called it freestyle?
Yeah, just a bunch of verses I had written or verses that I wrote to certain beats that I liked, and it was all over instrumentals, man, crazy. And that's how it was my limbo period. It was between the time of me leaving one group and then starting the whole Soul Purpose movement. So it was, you know, some time that I wanted to just get some stuff out.
Right, okay. Cool. So let me bring up a subject that is a little bit controversial, or it might cause a little controversy, or it might totally not anymore. I don't know, because this is in the past. But I know you did. Oh man, I'm getting mad feedback from your end right now.
Oh, sorry.
Let me see if you can like move away a little bit or walk across. I don't know.
Is that better?
Yeah, a little bit. So I know you did a song a couple years back aimed at like skinny jeans wearing hipsters, and I don't know if you specifically called them out, but cool kids took offense, and at least one guy named Mike Terror came with a diss record against you. What was that beef about, and why did you feel so strongly to make a statement with your song, and what was going on with that between the cool kids and you?
Alright, so this is what it was. Around 2007, 2008, I saw that late 2007, early 2008, I saw that everything was being glorified through beef, and people were just paying attention to beef, and music itself would just be like not listened to as much. People just like controversy. So
I was like, you know
what I'm gonna do? And another thing is, there's two things that bother me. It's a two-pronged issue. One was that, and two was these kids, you know, who were labeled as hipsters, were wearing the Palestinian scarves, the kafir.
Ah, okay.
And you know, misrepresenting what that is, and the culture behind it. So,
okay.
I took those two things and combined them. And what I did was I put out a song called Lesson A. Lesson A, the first verse was dissing Jay Electronica. The second verse was dissing the Cool Kids.
Okay.
And it looked like a total hatred toward them and me just getting at them.
Were you calling them out? Did you say their name?
Yes,
or did you just talk about that?
No, I said their name.
Okay.
And then that day, the song got like 1,000 downloads in like three, four hours. So,
because of Beef.
Because of Beef, right. So then a week after that, I mean, it got everywhere. It was all over the internet. A week later, I put out a video to add insult to injury. And at the end of the video, I started an interview with some kids, like on purpose. I started the interview, and the kid asked me, "What do you have against the Cool Kids and Jay Electronica?" Then boom, the video stops, and it says "To be continued." And I did that on purpose. By then, I was public enemy number one on the internet, but everybody was putting my stuff up. Everybody, from The Source to XXL to, you know, you name it. This goes on.
This is not a diss record. It's how the fuck I feel about what the fuck is going on. It's my hip-hop public service announcement, baby. Take it how you want to take it, though. I'm with a blind, quiet grind, playing blues on a harmonica. Bill with my elders, call me son as a moniker. S-U-S, with them I get my mental rollicker. On this internet, as I'm squinting at the monitor. What the fuck is a Jay Electronica? Mediocre at best, to say the least. A poor man, kill a priest. You ain't buzzing in the street. I don't need to fuck a weird bitch to put me on. Brother, I control and steer ships to tug along. Forever free, float, do it, briefly, so far. Swagger with yachts the size of Hudson River barges. Go back to the 19th galaxy on your sauces. Eighth planet rock, IQ dealing with some bosses. All you see me saw, turn the speakers off. You receive a loss, turn the shisha cuz. That's our culture, dog, take that to fear off. Man, the whole scene is off. Make sure your eyes are dotted and your teeth are crossed. When the jab eyes are spotted, but your free-for-alls will go down. One blood, best believe the cuz.
Television. We keep it dope, funky, fresh, and ready to party. Today's guest is going to be Mozzie of Soul Purpose. So, man, let's get straight to the point. What problems do you have with the Cool Kids and Jay Electronica? Let me break it down.
So, I came back exactly a week after that and continued the interview, the To Be Continued, and said, "I have no problem with Jay Electronica or the Cool Kids. They actually make some good music. But I just wanted to show you guys how Beef, WWF, the whole situation, it was a hoax. I just showed you that what Beef could do. Showing Beef could blow things out of proportion and glamorize things. And I just did that as an experiment to show you that that's what it is, the state that we're in right now, and it's not cool. Listen to dope music instead of worrying about Beef. And you don't have to listen to my music. Here's 27 other groups that are dope and you should listen to, and I listen to them."
You have the trendy bandwagon hipsters that are all over the scene. You have the internet nerds, and you have the haters. You're always going to have the haters. They rant, they rave, they yap about all this fabricated beef. You know what I'm saying? They're paying attention to the drama of things before concerning themselves with good music. Like, this monkey see, monkey do syndrome, this fad following ways that these cats have, is what's one of the big reasons hip-hop is dying, yo. This is why hip-hop is going in the direction it's going. Everybody's quick to complain, but you know what? I put out an experiment. I did something about it to prove certain things. How can you be nostalgic for something you didn't live through and or you don't even know about or you only partly know about? Like, if you're going to do it for real. Don't just do it just to do it. Don't be down just to be down. Learn your history, man. We're all students of this game. We all pay dues.
So, would you say sole purpose is hip-hop?
Man, listen. J Electronica is hip-hop. The Cool Kids is hip-hop. And sole purpose is definitely hip-hop. You ain't gotta like sole purpose. You ain't gotta buy my music. It ain't for everybody. I know that. You know what I'm saying? But all I'm saying is dig for dope music. Stop riding in waves. Sole purpose is for the people. It's by the people. If you fuck with me, fuck with me. God bless you. If you don't, keep it moving, but still God bless you. I love all y'all. Love you, hip-hop. Peace.
MCMI. First of all, I have no problem with MCs from the shop. What I do from New Orleans is a seed I could die. Y'all are threatened in this cultivated, culminated culture. Manufactured beef be the only way to touch her. Vicarious, living only on a screen. Stop being in the streets, that shows we're on a scene. I've seen how these haters despise the net bangers hate. Quality should hold its own alone and carry weight. Transporting a chance, voting and then hoping. Fans open a chance, chosen a bang, chosen. Get your shit off without the media hype. So when you drop a heat rockets like a media. Right, so purpose, man, fuck a so purpose. Get me, you ain't gotta buy it. Told you it's my fucking service. Give me big and stuff so you can check under the surface. You have a service, and if you get it, thank you for the purse. You're lucky.
Palestinian scars, I do have a problem. And that I am
explain that. Explain the Palestinian scarf, because I have a Palestinian scarf, and when it's cold out, I wear it. Because it covers your face, which is what the function is.
Right.
You know.
For the functionality value of it, it's fine. But you got to say, people use that, you know, culturally. Rebels use that. Freedom fighters use that. It's a symbol of revolution and freedom. Now, if you're wearing it to do a photo shoot and you're half naked or you're wearing it and you're making different colors of it and turning it into a fad, that's not what that is. Our culture isn't a fad. People die behind things
right.
Like that. It's cool to wear it, but just do some research behind it. You know what I'm saying? Learn about it if you're going to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
If I'm going to wear Zulu beads, I'm going to do research on it. If I'm gonna wear African beads, I'm gonna do research on it. You know what I'm saying? It just goes without saying. So just don't wear it only for fashion. Give it some respect and do some research on it and know what it's about. No? We have Google these days. It's easy. So, you know, I did that, and then at the end of the music video, which was me, it was an interview in Lesson B and then a music video explaining everything in music form. Then I interviewed and I listed the artists that people should check out that are dope. And then I interviewed Q-Tip, asking him the same questions about the same issues that I was bringing up. And he hit the nail on the head. So, you know, I did that.
In one sentence, what was his take on it? Like, what was his...
He agreed with the Kafir thing that is deeper than just fashion, and
right.
He agreed that beef was taken away from the musicality of things.
MCMI Radio, real hip hop, real talk.
MCMI.
My brother, Kamal, the Abstract, goes by many names. We're gonna get right into it, brother.
Alright.
How do you feel about this new wave of quote-unquote hipster-hop movement and these young kids rocking late 80s, early 90s gear?
I mean, people are free to express themselves and do what they want to do, so I'm not against that. It's not authentic, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because when we was rocking it, when we was wearing it, it was just, that was just the everyday thing, you know what I mean? So it's like people are picking things from not too long ago to say, look, I know about the gold chains, I know about the Chinese box cut, you know, letter piece, I know about the buckles, I know about the T-grades, I know about, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It was just fly for us back then, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, it's like, we kind of made that style, like, we created it from what we had, you know? We didn't go back. There wasn't anybody wearing dookie chains and you know what I'm saying, suede fronts and, you know what I'm saying, really rocking like Sperry's or you know what I'm saying, or Jerry Gooses and the colors. And nobody was really rocking that prior to us doing it. We kind of set that those fashion trends off, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like, you know, each generation you kind of rock, they be creative like how we was, you know what I'm saying? But if you feel like you have to go back to do that and to get the rope and the door knockers and all that, it was a whole thing, it was a real thing with it, you know what I'm saying? You should do, I guess, do the knowledge on it.
How do you feel about young people or anybody in this quote-unquote hipster hop scene wearing the kafir scarves?
I mean, you know... Again, you know, people could do what they want to do, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, you should acknowledge what it is. You know? I think it's cool. I think it's cool for people to investigate and find out about other cultures and other things, but you have to find out about it. I think that's, it would be cool if people who was rocking it, if you saw somebody was rocking it, you say, yo, you know where that, the history of that? They'd probably be like, nah, what is it? You know what I'm saying? So it's interesting. It'd be cool to, like, to know.
Right.
Plus, you know, a song is a thing called a jab, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, the jab usually represents, you know, the setting of a Muslim or the presentation. I feel like people did the knowledge and knew what it was about, it'd be cool, because then somebody could rock and say, yeah, I know what it is, and I think it's a cool piece too. So I like it as fashion, but I do also understand the history, which makes that individual more well-rounded, you know, to me. You know.
How do you feel about hip-hop heads and fans caring about beef before they care about good music?
Well, I think that it's because of where we're at as a culture. You know what I'm saying? We watch a lot of reality television, and in a lot of reality television, there's a lot of drama, real life drama. You can actually see two real people beefing in a real situation. So it's like watching a train, you know, a car crash, a car wreck. You know what I'm saying? You know, you turn on Flavor of Love, you see two girls really fighting, and somebody spitting on somebody. You turn to Iron Chef and you see somebody losing and somebody really crying, like really sad. These are real people in real situations, and these are our highest rated forms of entertainment. So it's no wonder that that kind of reality factor is bleeding through the music, where people, you know, would like to see Max B beefing, you know what I'm saying, with Jim Jones. And, you know, Jim Jones beefing with Cam and 50 beefing with everybody or something, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's more interest in that. And the music definitely has become secondary. It's like the music is being, you know, pimped off, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it would be good if people got back into the musicality of things.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, everybody has ADD and they just want the quick fix and it's sensationalism.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever has the biggest splash is the thing that usually attracts.
I see what. Brother, I couldn't have put it in better words.
Yeah, yeah.
I really thank you.
Yeah.
This has been Operation Flip, Finding Lessons in Practice. Lesson B. Soul Purpose. My man Kamal, my brother. Thank you very much, bro.
Thanks, B. Peace.
MCMI Radio. Real hip hop, real talk.
And I did that because so all these hipsters wouldn't call me such a hater.
Right, right. That's interesting. I mean, to put it in perspective, most people, I mean, everyone who's listening to this show is a hip-hop head. So people get upset when people get upset when people do something that seems to be mocking hip-hop culture. Like when the mainstream media does something they represent on a news story or on a commercial, they have some guy rapping for some insurance commercial that's really cheesy, and they're pretending that they have b-boys, but they're not really doing real dances, like some corny choreographed stuff, and people don't like it because it's disrespecting hip-hop culture. And that's just a music and an art form and a dance style that we like. That's not even like a culture that's been around for thousands of years that represents a people and a lifestyle and a religion. So if you get upset when someone, you know, put something that's not really hip hop up and calls it hip hop, imagine someone disrespecting your culture's clothing style.
Yeah, exactly.
So I noticed on this new Digital Digging EP that you dropped that you've got a couple joints with Cords Cordero. So, you know, Cords Cordero is MCMI, and I want to play one of them right now. When we come back, tell me, you know, how you met Cords and how you got to do those songs together, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be back in about, let's say I'm going to play two of them back to back, 5 minutes.
Okay.
And we'll more with Mozzie and Soul Purpose. And coming up right after that, we're going to be talking with Vicky Green, who you have to single out with right now.
And we'll find out who that is in a minute.
Exactly. And if people want to go see who that is, go to the website and take a look at the blogs. But right now, this is Mozzie and Soul Purpose. This song is called Priceless, featuring Cords Cordero on the vocals, and it's off the Digital Digging EP. MCMI Radio, call us up if you want to build, 646-478-3599. We'll be back.
Out the slums, but the ghetto with me lasts for years. Use a broke back queer, but front like you straight, so that shit's kinda weird. Yuck, just play your part. A lot of motherfuckers change when it's after dark. Whether you crash or park, be proud of who you are for your action start. Indeed, he was raised in J-City, where fiends will say, give me the ease to pain semi. Temporary crime wave, just a fine weight. Expect the unexpected like a blind date.
Oh, everything I try.
By a woman on a corner waiting, pulsating, body filled out with a dive, sort of vacant. Damn, I die blessed with the process, it's common sense. Used to love her, now I don't know her. What a wild mess, toxic music and illusion, institution. They don't care about a thing unless this unit's moving. I'm a number, she a number, he a number, we a number. And if the sum is zero, then we all suffer hunger under any circumstances. Chances slim as ever, so jailhouse mentality is covering your dinner. Unity is lost in a sea full of piranhas, minus honors. That's behind us, and the karma that'll find us. Snakes in the grass, the size of anacondas. Hoping, hoping I can find hope and ways to empower people as a whole, piece together, here we go. Fast life, living slow and design an hour. Lives full cause, run the gamut of song. Bat race, mass face, wait, pass the baton. Let's go. What I got is not a vitamin that you can just pop. It'll hit you in the middle, put them bottom to the top, top, top to the bottom, dollar best you fools. High, anyhow, we gon' bend the rules. Boss, break yours, boss, give their draws. We all got demons and we all got flaws. Take the poison, source of addiction. In a flash, wear mask, affliction. No pills, ain't gotta be smoke, ain't gotta be needles, ain't gotta be blow. Real a voice, color, whether high or low, whether rap or the flow, so passionate though. Eyes on the road, foot on the gas. Pedal to the metal, run and rev whenever crash, or sprint to the cell on a 40 yard dash.
You don't walk in my shoes. You don't walk in my shoes. You scared I got a problem. You don't walk in my shoes. You don't walk in my shoes.
Shop, see, drop, lopsided, hold back. Spice to die for a lot more to toe tag. On sale, for sale, wholesale, for sale. Grab what you gotta have, pet your toenail. Drinking a little more, chugging like a cat. Think, thinking a rip more, bugging on a rag. Yeah. Dust to bust, trust the genie in a bottle. And your vision is impaired, so she's looking like a model. Don't hold that down, hold that down. Insecurity, your poison, that'll hold you down. Turn of beauty, only you can stop it. They want your wallet, only for the profit. Selling you drugs in a form of porn. For example, sample, different forms. Offer to pay for a quick thrill. What makes you feel alive but still kill?
I got a problem. You don't walk in my shoes. You don't walk in my shoes. You scared I got a problem. You don't walk in my shoes. You don't walk in my shoes.
MC.
MCMI Radio, Real Hip Hop, Real Talk. We're back with Mozzie and Soul Purpose. What's good, Mozzie? So we heard some of the joints. These are most of these that you've been hearing today are off of the Digital Digging EP, which is a free download available now. And if you just go to mcmireport.com, you'll see the single up with Vicky Green, and the link to where you can get the whole EP is on there. So just hit it up. Sounds like you're doing your dishes right now, but
Vicky also has her own single out right now that's on MCMI called Riverside.
Right, right. Actually, I have that. We're gonna play that in a little bit.
Yeah, it's a double whammy here.
Definitely. Let's bring her on and talk real quick, and then we'll get into your single that y'all have together, and then we can segue into, you know, finding out more about Vicky Green, you know?
Yes.
So let's bring her in. So, Vicky Green, you're on the air. What's good? You hearing us good? Vicky, you hearing us all right? I don't know if she realized. No, it's Krieg. I think we lost her. I saw her number on the call-in, and then it flashed and disappeared. Oh, there she is.
Oh.
Should I just throw it right on the air, no screening?
No screening.
Let's do it. Hey, Vicky, you're on the air. What's good? Hey, Vic, you hear us?
MCMI
Radio. Yeah, I don't know. She's having trouble with her line. Try again in a minute. You know, a lot of callers have lit up the line. Let's just see who's out there right now.
Hello?
All right.
MCMI Radio, you're on the air.
Can anybody hear me?
Yeah, now we can hear you.
I need the world to hear me.
Word. Took us a minute to get our phone line together, but we good.
Yeah, because I'm getting all sorts of text and shit from Mozzie, and he done froze my phone up. I'm like, man, I can't get on the show.
You know, Vicky, man.
First of all, you can be you. There's no censorship on this since we're online. You can curse or whatever. Don't worry about it, you know?
Okay.
And just don't throw me out, Vicky.
Mozzie out.
don't beat up Mozzie over the phone on the show now.
It's all right. I'm going to get somebody to battle him in dancing.
Oh. So Vicky Green, you're a relatively, to me, new name. Now, I've noticed your music in the last couple months. So, when did you get into this game? When did you start doing this?
I started 10 years ago. I signed my first contract. So, I've just been in the underground for a really long time, just really playing my part. And I got a bigger break, so to say, a few years ago, dealing with the LGBT community. And that's how I really got my foot in the door.
Okay.
So now that I'm more so catering to a worldwide base, it's easier for me to be heard because there's already something buzzing, you know?
Right, right. If people search for your name, they're going to find videos out there and music out there. That's what you're saying.
I mean, like, there's more music that you'll find than videos. Mm-hmm. I'm getting into the whole video thing now. You know, I have a totally different look anyway, so it kind of helps. Basically, I have one video that's been out for years now, and I have hair in that video, so it's a big difference.
Right.
A lot of stuff that I'm doing now is just more self-expressing, so you'll get a different sound altogether. But that package is definitely coming.
Right. So describe your new look, because there are a couple of photos for people who are listening online, but some people call in and listen to the show on the phone. They have no idea. You said you had hair. They're like, what are you talking about? Don't we all have hair? So explain how you looked then, how you look now, you know.
Yeah, you know, I got the light Caesar, but it's growing out. Got a little dark Caesar going on now.
Okay. And you used to have long hair?
Yeah. I mean, once upon a time, but as every hairstylist does, we all go through phases.
Right. Got to reinvent yourself time to time. I mean, the new look is really good.
Thank you. I'm feeling it.
People can go on the site and check it out. But getting into the music, how did this new record with Mozzie and Soul Purpose come about? That with this Concrete Wave single that we're going to play in a minute. How did that come to be?
Well, because I had to kind of beat Mozzie up to throw me on the track, but it ended up happening, so I've been working with him for a while now, and he just mentally, he contributes a lot to my project, and it helps because it gives me a direction to stick to, and so just being able to collaborate on that track, it was more of a, I would say more of a standing point for people to see the perspective that I actually have coming from someone who damn near mastered that, you know?
Right, right. Okay. Mozzie, anything you want to add to about that record before we go into it?
Yeah, Vicky did. I want to go on record saying that Vicky did not beat me up to get on that record. I willingly and voluntarily was honored to have her on that record, and she did a thing. Concrete Waves, which is off the Digital Digging EP that's out now. Let's get into it.
No doubt. This is Concrete Waves, Mozzie and Soul Purpose, featuring Vicky Green on MCMI Radio.
Certain things you can't bypass. Check, you could pay tuition, but you can't buy class. And certain things you can't bypass. Check, you could pay tuition, but you can't buy class. In a school of hard knocks, rocking blue-red flags. Neutral ways of moving help protect my stash. Criminology, methodology, general electives. The greatest crime is that of one never detected. Under noses, making money and moves. Why I snooze, snoring. Nothing in this business reassuring. So I pay attention to the shit that y'all ignoring. If I don't challenge myself daily, then life is boring. Potions in my thermos, set of my head straight permless. So I can further furnish on my thoughts and heat the furnace. Feed a merchant with the purpose, offer service through these circuits. Set a speaker and a microphone, listen, support, and purchase. I remember when I barely had an Abe Lincoln. The streets is like to see if your head ain't above your sleep. Cops these days will give you concrete waves. If you're swimming with the sharks, watch for concrete waves.
Will Yo, it's your boy DJ Enough Big Spanish, and you're checking out Brooklyn's finest
GMX.
MCMIReport.com.
Yeah, we're back. MCMI Radio. Real hip hop, real talk. We're on the air with Mazi and Soul Purpose and Vicky Green in the place.
Yeah. Yo, yo.
Check y'all. Yeah, check y'all.
Yo, yo.
So that's your single that's out now. Just dropped recently. We got it up on the site. You can go check it out. MCMIReport.com. It's like the second from the top right now. That's a hot record, especially the chorus. What was the chorus? One of those loops that you found, Mazi, when you were digital digging?
Yeah, from Kendra Morris. She's signed to, like, I forgot what label, but she's like an indie soul singer. And basically, yeah, that's her. The name of her song is called Concrete Waves. Ours is called Concrete Waves Remix.
Remix, okay. Yeah, that's nice, man. That's really cool. So, Vicky, did you feel like you enjoyed working with Mazi after all this time you finally got on the record with him? Was it a good experience making that song?
It definitely was. It was dope. And, like, I felt like I was more in my zone. I was more in the right path of the kind of music that I'm into. It kind of put me at home, basically.
Right. Speaking of being at home, I don't know where you are right now, but it's a little noisy in the background. I think you're out somewhere. Maybe you can move away from those people. Because we want to hear you. You know what I mean? The world needs to hear Vicky Green, not these people.
Over here.
That sounds good. That sounds good. So, speaking of the world, we have a caller that said he likes what he hears and he wanted to say something to you guys on air. This is Life from New Jersey. We're going to go to him and find out what's popping with him. So, Life, you're on the air. What's good?
Hey, what's up? What's up, man? I like what I hear. How long you been rapping for, homie?
You talking to me or...
What's your name again?
Mazi? Long time, bro. For double-digit years.
Long time? All right.
Long time, yeah. We've been putting out records since about 2000. Putting out records since then, signed to three different labels, did my thing with that, and then, you know, came with my own indie label. So, been on about four record labels, and just keep grinding and keep putting out music.
Okay. So are you open? Are you open with all kinds of music, or do you have a preference?
I'm open, man. As long as it's soulful, you know what I mean? So I don't care if it's death metal. As long as you're doing it with soul, I'm open to it,
yeah.
You know?
Okay. That sounds good. I was listening to the track. I like you in the shorty. I mean, her voice sounds sexy. So I can't say the same with you. I only like females. But, you know what I mean? I'm definitely digging the swag of music, man. You know what I mean?
Good looking.
Well, you know, Vicky Green's here in the studio, so if you have any questions for her, you know. Feel free to ask.
We could all hop on a track whenever y'all get y'all time. You know, you can look me up. You know what I mean? We could all make something happen. Cause I'm definitely a soulful singer / rapper / talker.
Okay.
Can you hit me on Twitter? Do you have a Twitter account?
To be perfectly honest, I ain't got no Twitter. I got a Facebook. I got a tag for my females. And you know what I mean? I keep it low. I keep it in the middle. I work and make music all day. That's really my MO.
Right.
You know
so
I mean?
For people out there that want to research, this is Life from New Jersey. It's LYFE, Life from New Jersey. So maybe they'll find
definitely.
You that way. You know?
Facebook, you know what I mean? Facebook is Reekin Deacon. Dick. That's for the name. You can type that in. It's a little complicated, but I'm sure you know how to spell Reekin Deacon in the world. You know what I mean? I'm liking what y'all doing. I see you guys know what you're doing. And I definitely like the speaker. What's your name? The dude's keeping everything on point.
Oh, this is GMS. This is GMS.
GMS, well, I like the way you're doing. You know how to talk, man. You know?
Oh, damn, you know, that's what my friends tell me. G knows how to talk. Can't get him to stop now. But good luck,
yeah,
and I appreciate
good. That's
that,
good. You got to keep it live. You can't never keep it empty, because when that quiet time comes, niggas go to sleep. You feel me?
Exactly.
So,
we trying to do what we can do. Appreciate it.
You definitely do. But check it. Right. Last words and everything. If everybody could do me a favor, just look up. You can look up Garden State Gang on YouTube. Those are my videos that I make. But if y'all want some videos,
okay.
I can make them for you. And mine's on SoundCloud. It's Lucky Libra. SoundCloud.com is Lucky Libra.
Lucky Libra.
I guarantee you,
yo, check it out. I'm gonna hit you on SoundCloud, and then we can build on the music, and we can build on the videos as well.
I guarantee you will have no complaints, buddy.
I'm sure Vicky will hit you too. So Lucky Libra on SoundCloud, we'll make sure to hit you up.
Definitely.
So listen, Life, thanks for the call. We're gonna keep you listening. We're going off the air right now. We're gonna play some more music, but don't hang up. Stay listening to the show, and thanks for the love. So I have a question for Vicky.
Because
Mozzie, we talked a lot. So
listen, G, it's Vicky time right now. It's Vicky time.
Exactly. So here's my question: because I need to know more about you. I heard you rap. I heard like 3 or 4 joints of yours. Do you sing? Do you play instruments or do anything else, musical or dance? What? Tell us more about you. Or are you primarily an MC right now?
So basically, I don't just rap, but I don't sing, I don't folk dance, I don't bluegrass. I just rap, but I'm also a hairstylist, and I'm a seamstress, and I'm a chef. So this is just one of my pillars.
Wow. I saw you have a picture on your Instagram of a Ms. Pac-Man video game and a challenge. You know
yes.
what I mean? Are you saying that you're nice at Ms. Pac-Man?
Listen, I don't have to say it.
And is that your machine that you have in your house?
No, that's up the block. I'm not that devoted, but that's up the block for me. But
okay, what's the highest level you ever got up to? Did the restart to the first level again?
Yeah, you already know. No, I get to that second blue level. You can't pass me in that, so.
Okay. Because I like Ms. Pac-Man. I'm old school, you know what I mean? But I can get back to the first level again once I've run through everything, but then after that it gets too fast. So I see on SoundCloud, which you should give out your SoundCloud again. What's your SoundCloud info?
It's soundcloud.com/VickyGreenMusic. That's V-I-C-K-Y.
Right.
And the color.
So I see that you have quite a few remakes and remixes of you rhyming over other people's tracks. And I think you killed it. Fittingly titled "Kill 'Em, Vicky." This is off of Fab's "You Be Killing 'Em."
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm gonna play this joint so people can hear some more of your rhymes, and we'll come back and we'll talk about your single that you just dropped yourself as well.
Definitely. All right?
So we'll definitely come back and do that in a minute. MCMI Radio. Anyone else want to call us up? 646-478-3599 in the studio with Vicky Green and Mozzie.
You listen to the 5-star remix.
Yo, Vicky, tell him.
Friends.
I'm a tough kid, ain't gotta
already know. Vicky Green, 5-star. DJ Mary Mac. Shout out to all my 5-star. Dream Team, Dream 5-star production. We see you. Fresh color match from the pinch holes. Blood flowing everywhere that the wind blows. From the hood, from the best chimichurri road. Still killing them hoes. Still killing them hoes. From the hood, from the best chimichurri road. Still killing them hoes.
MCMI Radio, we're back. That was Vicky Green over the Fab Beat. All right, hopefully our listening audience can hear the skills. And hear where you're
listen,
coming
they better hear the skills, man.
Definitely, definitely. If you guys want to see what Vicky Green looks like, not saying that you don't want to see what Mozzie looks like, but if you want to see what Vicky Green looks like,
Let me clear something up. It's much more pleasant to look at, much more pleasant to look at Vicky Green than it is me. So I don't.
It definitely is for me. I co-sign that. But go check her out on mcmireport.com, and also you know, do a little image Google searching, you know, on that. And go to her Facebook. Did you give your Facebook info, or are you just staying on Twitter?
No, I have it all. Almost. My Facebook is facebook.com/VickyGreenNYC.
Yeah, I had to mute Mozzie because his too much.
Yeah, he's
talking
going in
the background over there. Say that again. Facebook.com/
Vicky Green NYC. But then I have also Vicky Green Music. So there's two
music.
Different links with the Facebook.com.
And music. And it's Vicky with a Y, V-I-C-K-Y.
Yep.
Because, you know, there's a lot of creative spellings in music when you're an artist. So you got to clarify that.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to get all into that. Because, I mean, it's funny because people still tend to spell it other ways. And I'm just like, look, just keep it simple, man.
Right, right. So I see from your photos that you have quite a few tattoos. And I can kind of see which photos are taken in which order, because you'll see, like, there'll be no tattoo in a certain place, and then there'll be a small tattoo, and then the next picture it'll be colored in a little more, and then the next picture it'll be something else added onto it. So, and then I just thought you just had a couple of cute tattoos here or there looking at your pictures from the front. Then I saw a picture of you from your back, and your whole back is tatted up with mad graphs and just real interesting, intricate tattoos, you know? Why don't you describe what you have for the audience? Like, what are the tats that you have, and what's the meaning behind them?
I have 16 tattoos, and they all mean something to me.
You know, the main one people see when they first look at you is right on your chest,
yeah,
right under your collarbone.
Right on my chest. It's basically a heart with wings, which just signifies that my heart is free. So I'm an open person, and I'm open to a lot of different things in my life, especially where I have to gain that kind of education to move on. So I'm always traveling or exploring or doing something.
Right.
And that basically, I feel like I earned my wings. So.
Okay.
You know, I don't wear my heart on my sleeve. I wear it on my chest because it's closer to me. You know, I might. You know, be that person to a certain extent, almost.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But, and across your shoulders, you have like a graffiti style tag. I'm not sure what it says. What does that say?
I have this crazy obsession with graffiti, and I love from back in the 80s, the bombed out trains, and that's where I pretty much got the inspiration for the piece from. And I actually have a tattoo artist who does all my tats, between two guys. I wanted to shout them out. Uptown Tattoos on 125th Street in Harlem. It's a couple doors from the Apollo Theater. You can't miss it. You go straight upstairs. Tell them Vicky Green sent you. You know, I pretty much, my back piece, I had Spinner do it for me. It's basically, it says Vicky Green. So
right.
It's the epitome of that character and just the
era. Like, if I was born before, then that would have been that time. So I'm not too far off from then. And that's why I'm so grounded. But that was definitely a self-expressive piece.
right.
On a larger scale. So then I have the flowers on the back underneath that. That's just me and my family with the butterflies and all that. That's just...
All right. Just being cute. That's just some
I mean, not really on some
work.
Cute shit. It's more so like my family. Like, it might look that way, but that's the whole thing about it. It's the eye that catches one thing, but the mind that'll tell you another. So
I know everything is symbolic because people when people get tattoos, it's permanent. So you got to really get something that means something
actually,
to you.
You know, you're telling the truth, and I wish you could like broadcast this even on a larger scale, because I feel like I put up a post the other day saying, you know, people are just getting out of hand with these tattoos. They need to be organized, you know, because they're walking around looking like desks from the 90s in school, and I, you know, with all the chicken scratch and stuff, and it's like, don't call it a sleeve when you got this Shaquana tattoo like 5 years ago, and then now you want to put, I don't love no bitch, you know what I'm saying, with skull heads and shit, like, you know what I'm saying, it's too much.
That's
you know,
crazy.
People just getting sloppy with it, like, don't do this because it's on TV, remember that. You know, you have skin, and your skin represents who you are. So when you do all of this stuff, but if it means nothing to you, then it's not going to mean anything to anybody.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. And I feel you. A lot of people agree with you, and a couple of people out there, it's like, damn, she's talking about me. You know what I mean?
I'm sorry, but come on, you can clean it up.
Or just try to be artistic. Don't be mad random with it, is what you're saying. Have a purpose. Try to think it out before you do it, you know. Well,
it's basically you. It's your these are your bumper stickers from your road trip. You know what I'm saying? So in life, so think about what you want representing you.
Okay, got it. So let's get back to the music. Who are some of your musical or lyrical influences?
Well, I look to the old school for my inspiration because that's the kind of style that I grew up on, and that's what I know that makes sense to me, if you get what I mean.
Right.
Like,
okay.
I definitely grew up on the Lauryn Hill, the MC Light, the Queen Latifah.
Nice.
You know, the real Roxanne. The Salt and
okay.
Pepper I was heavy on, you know. I literally steal my aunt's tapes, you know, just going in. And TLC.
You know,
they just had
a Salt and Pepper concert for free outdoors in Brooklyn like 2 weeks ago. It was Public Enemy and Salt and Pepper,
yeah.
And it was crazy. And they brought
out
Kid
and Put
the surprise guest.
Oh,
oh
wow.
Yeah?
Boy, y'all act like y'all don't know nothing about that. Charlotte, that's old school. If you ain't old school, you don't really know what's happening.
You rep Harlem, right? Because he said it on the records.
Yes,
I
grew up
from Harlem?
Harlem and Yonkers. Like, those are my two stomping grounds. Those are my two, like, home bases. You know, anybody that knows me in Harlem knows I'm from Yonkers, or anybody in Yonkers knows I'm from Harlem. So it's an equal amount of memory, childhood, and grind.
Okay. So you said MC Light, Queen Latifah, Salt and Pepper. I don't know if I cut you off. Did you have a couple more you were going into? Or
no,
that's
primarily because, you know, those are who I call the godmothers of hip-hop. Because they laid something down for it to be followed. You know, the first people built the house for us to know today to take it to the next level.
Right, right. Well, what other artists would you love to work with now if you could? You know, any artist that you just feel like, you know, no matter if you think that they're out of your reach at the moment, like any artist, as long as they're alive, who would you be working with right now? Your fantasy album, your guest appearances.
Honestly, and Monty's going to laugh, it's been a lifelong kind of like goal, but I always wanted to be the first lady of Wu-Tang. And... like, that's always been a dream of mine, but if I couldn't get that, I would settle for, not that it's settling, but it's still of equal greatness, just one track with Nas. That would be good with me.
Okay. Dope. What artists have you worked with besides Mozzie? Do you have any other collabs with people, or is that your first collab record?
Actually, I'm going to say I collaborated with a lot of other artists in the sense of underground, but no, the only other major I would say is Sizzla Kalonji, the reggae artist. I had a track with him back in the day. That was around the whole Shatta movement with Jewel.
Right.
Other than that, okay. I've just been keeping to myself or to the LGBT community. I've done a lot of work with them, as you heard on the track, the Killing Them.
Right,
so
right.
I just, you know.
Okay. Well, that's about to change because this new couple of records that you just put out, a single with Mozzie and Riverside, your solo single that's out right now, those are getting play. You know, I think people are feeling them. We blogged them. We have you on the show.
Thank you. Our
listenership is up. We're getting a lot of downloads on our radio shows now. It's been taking off this last few episodes. So hopefully a lot of more people will be checking your music and in all worldwide, because you know when you do online radio, one of the things that's good, even though you might say, oh, I'd rather be on FM radio or New York or something, but that's limited to your location. This is anywhere someone is at right now. There's people in Palestine checking right now. There's people in Japan listening. You know, whatever happens, you know, follow MCMI. We'll come check it out. So tell me about this single, Riverside, before I play it for the people.
Well, basically, Riverside is a song describing Harlem and one of the places in Harlem that I focus on where I grew up, Hamilton Heights, 145th and Broadway, better known as. And I'm pretty much just describing the kind of grind that's out there, that was out there, that still is, and it probably won't ever change because that's just the hood. And everybody in every hood can say that because you could come back after years and it'll still be the same. You know, you might not see the same people, or the only way they're going to have to do that is get a Katrina to come through and renovate the bitch. But other than that, it's just real as it gets.
All right, so we're gonna, who produced this before I let it drop?
Definitely. The great Willie B, the producer of Frank Ocean's album, definitely was a dope track, and I'm so happy with how they mixed it down. It's so dope. I love it. I had Nizzy J out in L.A. record me, so shout out to him,
all
too.
Right. Definitely. Well, you're in the right company. You're working with the right people. Things are looking good. Let's listen to this song, Riverside, and we'll come back and we'll see if you have any last words before we end off our show this week. So this is Riverside by Vicky Green. Check it out, MCMI Radio. Real hip hop, real talk.
Harlem is a large area in northern Manhattan. It stretches from the East River west to the Hudson River between 155th Street to the north and 110th Street to the south, which is the northern boundary of Central Park. The districts of Harlem are West Harlem, Morningside Heights, Central Harlem, East Harlem, and Hamilton Heights.
From that Riverside Drive, house the grimiest alive with the view of the river and the west side high. And everybody on the side's getting west side high. Off the GWB, I'm a rep till I die. Bodies dropping, couples just knocking. Slugs jumping off of 140 something. Get the snuffing till the gun busting. Pop the lethals on the block like all day. Know where they at when them packs dropped off Broadway. With somebody's uncle, cousin's brother's getting knocked. For having that thing caught, flipping them things on the block. The change never stops coming. No witnesses left to say nothing. When we cats get checked for fronting.
Riverside, motherfucker. Riverside, motherfucker. Riverside, motherfucker. Riverside, motherfucker.
R-I-B-E-E-R-S-I-D-E. Always a party in the park. Face echoes up the side streets. Hudson Park, Harlem Heights from New Jersey. Trees poking and swollen bags on where the herbs be. Supplying the five boroughs with the greenery. Off the wine and dine fine like leisurely. Hard on these streets. The peace don't come so easily. Another day, more dollars. Get where you need to be. Waterfront chills. Some upfront deals. Overlooked, underestimated. That real feel. Ill hustle from a standstill. We damn real. Don't son of them boys. You know that man kills.
Lost.
Riverside, motherfucker.
MCMI.
We're back on the air with Vicky Green.
You know what? I want to correct something. I had said that that beat Willie B made. He did something else. Willie B actually produced Kendrick Lamar's Rigor Mortis.
Nice.
So that's the producer of Riverside.
Right, but Vicky does have something in the vaults that's coming soon that Malay produced, who does produce for Frank Ocean. So she
okay,
was totally
so that's
right. Yeah.
Yeah. But Rigor Mortis is getting play right now. That producer is hot. So
yeah, he's dope. He's actually in Kendrick's camp, like production camp. So real good dude. He also raps. He got a lot of good shit. So he'll be probably be hearing from Willie B soon as well.
Definitely. So I'm going to play music as we go out for the last 10 minutes. But before we sign off with this interview, let us know any last things that are really important to get out there about Vicky Green. And give your Twitter one more time.
Yeah, definitely. My Twitter, again, is at Vicky Green of the NYC. So that's V-I-C-K-Y, the color green of NYC. And you can catch me there. You can catch me on SoundCloud. Definitely check out the tunes. It's SoundCloud.com/Vicky Green Music. Facebook.com/Vicky Green Music as well. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was going to ask you, is that song right there, is that on a Bandcamp or is it a free download on the SoundCloud?
It's a free download. It's on, yep, a free download on SoundCloud.
Okay. So you guys got a lot of good music from Mozzie and Soul Purpose and Vicky Green today. You got a whole library of stuff with the Diggin' EP plus that joint. And your SoundCloud has a lot of other remixes and remakes of you just spitting.
Yeah,
so
that's from the last mixtape. It's a series. That was it was case 2 of the Green Files mixtape. So
the Green Styles. Okay.
Green Files, like, you know, it's a detective case.
Right.
So, snooping out all the bad rappers. But basically, that's Green Files by Vicky Green, Case 1. Those are all of those cover songs. We got a whole nother case coming out, Case 2, with all different cover songs. Then we got the Respect the Architect, Tribute to the Old School. That's another EP. And then the grand finale EP, Beauty mm-hmm. School Dropout. And that's where that Riverside is going to be at.
Cool, cool. Okay. So we're getting an advanced single off of that project. Well, it's been really great having you. Welcome back anytime when you got some albums dropping. You know, maybe when that full album is about to come out, come back on the show again and blast that off. Let me let Mozzie give his Twitter one more time and say anything he wants to say.
My Twitter is it's Mozzie, ITSMAZZI. Or you could just go to my site, which is being reorganized, but you can still download all the music for free. And it's soulpurposecrew.com, S-O-U-L, purposecrew.com, soulpurposecrew.com. And for the new record, for the time being, for the next few days, you go on to Bandcamp and download it there. And after a few days, it'll be on the site. But the Bandcamp is Mozzie and soulpurpose.bandcamp.com. And Mozzie spelled M-A-Z-Z-I. And that's about it.
Definitely. Same invite goes to you anytime.
Yeah,
you want to come back and speak to the people,
I will definitely be back. And please, everybody, look out for Vicky Green. I just want you to know this is a cool movement. You know what I'm saying? You know yourself, G. You have the pack FMs, the tone depths, the PHs of the world now with you.
Yep,
so
yep.
You know what it is.
MCMI, the plague. Yep.
Right, the plague, exactly. So you have. You know what it is to have a crew family movement, and Vicky is the first one I can safely and truly say that is down with the Soul Purpose family. And when you see me, you see Vicky. When you see Vicky, you see Soul Purpose. You see Mozzie. So we're a crew. We're a family. And one step forward for any of us is a leap forward for all of us. So you know what I mean? Just
definitely,
look out for her. She's coming soon. Strong and hard.
Definitely. So that's what it is. MCMI Radio. Real hip-hop, real talk. That's what we gave you today. And continue to listen for the next 10 minutes. I'll be blasting off some new music. And check us out every Friday
8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Go to ncmireport.com and click radio, and you can hear the archives of all the past shows. Right now, about to hit you with some music, so enjoy the show, and share this with all your friends on Twitter, Facebook, every other social network that you mess with. You know, let them know MCMI Radio is the new move, and every Friday, 8 p.m., make sure that they tune in. But you also can go and download the shows, play them in your iPod, play them in your cell phone, however you do. So right now, here's some new Slaughterhouse. Shout out to LR Blitzkrieg, who sent this new record in. And we'll be back. MCMI Radio, real hip-hop, real talk.
You're now listening to A-Rod Music.
Language, you a game, I'm a game of Russian roulette. Pain and Kurt Cobain mixed with veins, drenched in purple rain. I rearrange your breath, cut your fingers off, mail them to your sons. Kindergarten class, in a Remy Martin glass. Know the tax stand, Billy call your dad. Signed sincerely, he really caught it bad. He clearly cannot dial you. The alcoholic induced me in the comic and sleep. The hostile you, see murder, my style true. Basquiat, Reebok shoe. Our guns ain't coming out if we not shooting. Yours, yours is coming out with detox too. When we shot, woo, we shot. Which one of y'all niggas wanna box the King Cobra? I'm off your team sober. I'm not stopping till they drop me in the box in a mausoleum saying, here lies an artist with an audience broader than Jocelyn's shoulders. People I play with the flow, related to poem, the greatest at going, favorite Patron. Maybe record a poem with Oprah and play it back for Raven Simone. Later, niggas. I got a crush on Queen Latifah cause I had a dream. We got our fuck on without the money love. On wild and only drugs, it's just me and my teen and an obscene amount of girls. You can eat our dust, we playing ring around the world. I see them too with my sixth sense. They prowling while I'm browsing through your housing. With the authority to do you horribly, leave you in eight sections like fixed rent. While your bitch bit over extending my dick length. Doggy style literally when she make my cock expand, yo. Shit, you barking up the wrong tree again. Nothing three-dimensional, different plane of existence. The only world a clairvoyant human being can see me in. My theatric needs psychiatric rap. Like these raps getting ghostwritten by somebody psychopathic. Residing inside of my psyche's attic. Inspiring rap shit, that's a coke getting. Or it might be acid, constipation, no shitting. It might be magic, that's it. Speaking of magic, all I need is a package of the magnums and a thick snow bunny to pull off the illest rabbit and hat trick. I'm throwing verbals at you before my circle slaps you. Hey, guess what I heard? If you anti-snitch, it can bring down even the greatest person. That true? I guess so. Go ask your paternal statue. Crazy nigga. The instrumental looping. I sit in a mental institution with screws loose in my temple, sending you simpletons illusions, confusing your views with simple distribution. The lyrics I'm using to abuse you.
And if I cried two tears for her, that would be the most that I would give to her. She left me stranded in my nightmares, taking pictures of my memories. She right there, twisting on the blade in my heart deep. Always on my mind so I can't sleep. She used to tell me she was all mine. Now the only way I see the broad is online. I'm doing drugs trying to feel you. I'm killing me trying to kill you. I built my whole life around you. I thought I found it all when I found her. Shopping sprees on whatever coast. How'd you really feel? I may never know.
And as I ride through these streets with my hand on my heat, eyes red from the sweet side. Realize some things never change. Once in love and don't, you don't look at it the same, man. Fuck love, cause she don't live here. I'm soaked in blood, but I'm still here. Hip hop, heartbreak, straight lace, deep bass, 808s plus the mixtapes. Got a nigga feeling like an open lecture. Get away, now you're all in the lecture. Being studied by the college's professor. Now I regret the day I met ya. I'll be the first one to say it. She ain't the one you wanna play with. I'll fuck hip hop.
And if I cry two tears for, that will be the most that I can give to her. I am Joseph, Darryl, Jason, Dr. Dre, O'Shea, and a host of those who passed away today. I'm Drake, I'm Wayne 2 Chainz. You say you wanna rap to this bitch, you must commit. Then you're a slave to your grave. You won't get out, you cannot quit. She menstruates weekly. Her vibe covers keep you warm, but the source to her heart is love. Word up, right on, you know how girls are. She love when you licking on her world star, kissing on her belly, trick on her and onyx. Confused fans think that she illuminates demonic, but she's the object of my affection. God's essence, God bless her. She bought me Bentleys, Breitlands, made some friends resent me for writing about my life. They thought I should have stayed quiet. She took me to places I would have never saw without her, and she took me from my girl Powder. I doubt I ever be the same. Hollow be thy name. Give me strength so I don't do this dame. Like a rental James, brag warm me. While driving this all born Ferrari, never follow winner games. I fuck around and I'll be sorry, but I try to use the rider for dollars, not the fame. She slowed me down and had me guzzling on cups of lean. She's a middle-aged cougar, showing youngers the dream. Notice she wasn't breathing for a second, then I screamed, she's dead. And everybody took it out on that. I was just looking out for my music family. Wasn't trying to claim her to myself. She's yours. You can have her. She's a motherfucking whore. I fuck hip hop.
And if I cry two tears for her, that would be the most that I would give to her. She ain't the one you wanna play with.
You say you wanna rap to this bitch, you must commit.
I fuck hip hop.
And if I cry two tears for her, that would be the most that I can give to her.
You wanna play with
I fuck hip hop.